Well, thank you, Gigi. When Gita was here in Los Angeles the first time in Pasadena, she stayed at Bonnie's place. And that was the first convention, and I went to that convention, but I really wanted to cook something for her too. So I sent some kind of Indian dish, you know, the kofta, to the house, and Bonnie's husband really loved it. So I thought, well, if he likes it, Don Mike. That then, you know, I'm sure, you know, Gita would at least accept it. And then, you know, of course, she did, and I felt so honored. And then at one point, I got a phone call from Manuso and said, Gita wants to come to the Krishna temple, to the Artik, and see the Lord. I was like, okay, that's great. And he said, well, she's on the way right now, and she's coming right now. And she wants to see this Bhagavad Gita museum that she heard about, and she wants to see the temple. So I immediately had to cancel my class, evening class, and get into action. And then when she came, we made sure that she was honored nicely with the garland, and you know, she came to the temple, and she went to the whole Artik and was chanting, and it was really so sweet. I don't know if Madhavi was there too, but it was, and you were there, Beck. So then she came, just wanted to come to my apartment, and she came there with everybody. Eric was there, I think Madhavi was there. And should we just be able to feed her? So that's how my relationship started, just giving foodstuffs. And so that was the Pasadena. And then when she was sitting there on the couch, my three sons came up for dinner, didn't know that she was there. Can you imagine? They walk in and there's Gita Iyengar sitting on the couch. And they were like, oh my God. And they hit the floor. So that was the beginning where I, you know, felt I was so blessed to be even around her presence, and how much she wanted to go to the temple and while she was still teaching all day. And then when she came to Portland, she came to Las Vegas in Portland, she asked me to cook for her. And that was such an honor that I was able to be in the house and be in the apartment there and those two times and be with her and her family. And just seeing her in within that scope of being this beautiful teacher and also just her lifestyle. I mean, her foodstuffs were, you know, the Bhagavad Gita talks about foodstuffs that are in the mode of goodness. So she just ate dal, rice, vegetable, very simple, and every day almost the same thing. And she would help me cook. She taught me how to make sambar. She would get up and start next to me and showed me. I should really do a cookbook someday of the foodstuffs that Guruji and her taught me in the kitchen. And she also was very, the afternoons were just her and me there, because all the teachers would leave and they would go and they would teach in the afternoon. But she stayed back. And she would sit down, we'd have tea, and she was so sensitive and inquisitive about how we all live and how the women are in this country and what my life was like. And I mean, so sensitive. That's the one thing, like Lisa was saying. She had such an amazing sensitivity for others that even when I did cook for her, but it wasn't for her, it was like for 20 other people, lunch and dinner. And she would say, are you sure it's okay, this many people? I was like, yeah, no problem. And she was like, no, no. She said, no, no, I know that that's a big problem. I'm a woman. I know what you're doing. I know. So we would just laugh. And I learned a lot of, so much from her. She was just so sweet. And you just see the real person when you're up close and personal like that. And then, so that was Las Vegas. Of course, I didn't get to go to the convention, but I got a free, you know, DVD. That was good. That was great. And then after that, I just want to say that a few months ago, she went on this amazing pilgrimage visiting all these goddess temples. And I want to mention it because she really was so happy about it. She mentioned it to me. And she said that we all know the story, well, not the story, but we know the poses, right? Virabhadrasana 1, 2, and 3. Behind those poses is an amazing story about Lord Shiva and his wife Parvati. So she actually, these temples are dedicated to her. So she went with her family to Jagannath Puri and saw the Lady Subhadra. She saw Subhadra, she wanted to see her. She went to Durga in Calcutta. She went to Assam, all the way to Assam, and again saw another incarnation of Parvati. And when I saw her, she said, oh, I did all these. And she went to Mayapur, saw Radha. She just was so happy. So I just wanted to mention that because it was meant a lot to her that she went and traveled like that with her family. And so I just want to say about Geetaji, the last couple times that, well, Marla was there too, at the week before, week she left also, the day she left. And she actually was saying in a little meeting that we had that we're a family. That was her main thing. We're a family. And we should act like a family and support each other. And she really believed in transformation through the yoga, that we can transform. And then Marlo, remember this, we were in the hall and somebody raised their hand and said, we want to know who's your favorite country? Who's the best? Who's the favorite? And she started laughing. She said, no, I love all of you. I love all of you. But sometimes I have to be strict. So, you know, she is always with us. And I know in the yogic texts, in the scriptures, they talk about these two Sanskrit words, vani and vapu. The vapu is when you're with the guru physically, and the guru is there physically. But then the guru, obviously, like Eric said, you leave. So now she's not here. But then the other part is called the vani. The vani is the instruction. The vani is the everything she's left us. And in the yogic scriptures, they consider the vani more important than the vapu. Vapu's nice, you know, you get to be with the guru, you get to be around, but really her instructions are forever, for generations to come. So that's just a little piece of Geetaji, and she'll always be with us. Thank you, guys.